Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way!
That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Good evening, families. We're honestly as surprised as you are to have to close the school building again. We're not sure if the new issue is related to the earlier water main break, which breached our pipes, or maybe even to the electrical issue that caused such an enormous mess in our habitat. But we can tell you that the building is currently overrun with... frogs.
That was another robocall from the school.
And?
Closed again tomorrow.
Really?
Evan, you're not up to something with school?
Of course not. Why?
It's just been issue after issue. First the water main break, then the electric and food, and now frogs.
Frogs?
Frogs. You sure you're not sneaking in there in your dreams, Evan?
I'm not. But maybe someone is. I'm actually starting to miss school. Anyway, like I was saying before the phone rang, I'm going to dream with this Kilner that Anna and I found at her mom's workshop. Because we don't know what it does, and who knows, it might be helpful.
Isn't that a bit risky?
Well, Anna had a dream with it, and she's fine. It wasn't an awful dream or anything. It might not even work for me, like if it's the finder's keeper's kind. But we both found it, so who knows.
What dream did Anna have?
She didn't want to tell me. Because it wasn't clear to her what kind of dream it was, and she didn't want to influence how the dream works for me.
That's pretty smart.
Right? Anyway, we figured since we found it at the workshop, no one even knows it exists, so there'd be no record of it in the Book of Kilners.
There's a book?
Yeah.
These Kilners were formed in the glass-blowing workshop the night Anna was born?
Yeah, it's down by the marina, past Kelly's Beach and through some woods.
Those old ruins up there on the hill? That place looks super dangerous, Evan. Like, it's going to crumble into the water. Were you careful?
Of course.
I'd like to meet this Helen.
You would?
Sure. I mean, mothers of breachers and all. Maybe she'd have some advice for me.
I bet she would.
Maybe. I don't know, Mom. I think you're doing pretty okay.
Pretty okay? High praise.
You know what I mean. Anyway, yeah, I don't really see that happening. You and one of the most powerful dream breachers around? In a room together?
Well, I'm your mother. That counts for something, doesn't it?
You're right, Mom. I'm sure she'd love to meet you.
Good night, Evan.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom.
Night.
Come on, Dot. Let's go up. Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund.
Hey! Hey, you, with the metal detector!
Me?
Yes. What you got there, friend? Sounds like you found something good.
What is going on?
I guess. I gotta start digging.
You ever find marbles here?
Sure. That old ruin up there? Used to be a glass-blowing shop.
You don't say. What about sea glass? You find any of that?
Sure. No use to me, though.
Any purple marbles? Or even purple sea glass? Like a deep violet color?
Not that I recall. I mean, it's a metal detector.
Of course. Carry on, Ben.
This is so weird. What's happening? Where are we going now?
Excuse me, sir, but the cemetery's closing.
I just need a minute. With the dearly departed, I'm sure you understand. It won't be long now. You just have to wait a little bit longer.
Sir, like I said...
Oh, back off, will you? I'm leaving now. Taxi! Taxi!
Where to, man?
The Starlight Motel, please.
Morning, Sigmund. Morning, Doc. What smells so good? Peppers?
Yep. Making a big old Western omelet.
Awesome. I think Dot wants some.
Well, how'd you sleep? Or more accurately, how'd you dream?
Well, I think I dreamed I was Henry.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
It was, and it wasn't. I mean, everybody knows he's a bad guy, but I didn't feel evil or whatever. I was looking for Kilners and sea glass. There was a cemetery. I'm still trying to make sense of it.
Here. Protein for your brain.
This looks great. Thanks, Mom.
Anna.
Yeah?
What's a 6-letter word for to break through? Ends in C-H.
You're kidding, right?
No. Why?
Thomas.
What?
I'm just gonna let you figure it out on your own. Ends in C-H.
Well, that's not very helpful. I wouldn't be asking you if I wasn't completely stumped.
Thomas!
What?
You're not joking?
I'm not joking.
Breach?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wow. Should've gotten that. Thank you.
Hey, Thomas?
Yes, my dear?
Evan has this whole box of stuff he brought back when he was a kid, before he knew what dream breaching even was. His parents saved it all. Do I have anything like that? Stuff you and Garvin might have found and saved?
Oh. Like I said, I tried to stay out of it after I learned about what you all are.
I know, but when I was little, you never woke me up in the morning and found anything weird?
I don't have a box of things to show you, Anna.
That's not a real no.
Yes, it is.
What's a 3-letter word for weird?
What?
You.
I'm not being weird.
Okay, if you say so. I'm gonna take this.
Like I tried to stop you.
Evan, hey.
Hey.
Well?
I think I dreamed I was Henry.
For real?
I think.
Want to meet at the arcade to compare notes? After school? If you even have...
No school. Building invaded by frogs.
Frogs?
Frogs?
Shh. Okay, that's getting weird.
Yeah, it is. Actually, want to meet at the treehouse? It'll be quieter there.
Sure. See you in, like, half an hour?
Perfect.
Anna! Is that you? Anna!
Oh, hi. Sorry, just got here, cleaning up. Nobody ever tells you that treehouses get super dirty.
That is true. It's not part of what people think about when they think about treehouses. So, where'd you get the leaf blower?
You have to ask.
You dreamed it. Of course you did.
Well, I mean, look at all these leaves. Actually, you're gonna want to step back for a second.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you can come up now. Oh, look, I got myself wind chimes, too.
Cool.
So, tell me everything.
I think I dreamed I was Henry.
So weird. Tell me everything you remember.
First, I was on a beach at the beginning. It was Kelly's beach. Probably because we were just near there. Anyway, someone with a metal detector found something and stopped to dig, and Henry, I, asked him about the violet sea glass. At the end, I was in an old cemetery. I was walking towards two gravestones I could see down at the end of a path. And when I got there, I said, "It won't be long now. Just hold on a little longer," or something like that.
Whose graves?
I didn't look close enough to read them. Or, like, I wasn't in control of my head, or what I was seeing.
Okay, so how does that relate to the dream I had?
Tell me about it.
I dreamed I was in London, riding the underground, Mind the Gap and all that. Then I walked along the river to this building, and I knew a way in through the back door. It was through a gate, and then it was, like, unlocked. I went to the basement and saw this massive pile of Kilners, and I overheard someone talking about diluting the supply. Then I sneezed, and I left because I was afraid I'd be caught. I remember feeling like Crowley was there, like Crowley was going to catch me, but I don't know why I would think he was there. Maybe I heard a crow? Then I woke up.
Diluting Kilners? So, this is wild, but I also had a dream I met a Kilner merchant who was complaining that the supply was drying up. And get this, Emmy said that the train station Janksy is a picture of a pot of Kilners being stirred.
Okay, it has to all be connected. But... we need to crack this specific Kilner mystery. It's driving me crazy. Like, does the Kilner we use just make you dream you're someone other than yourself?
I don't know, but I think it's obvious what we have to do next.
It is? What?
We have to talk to Crowley. I mean, Helen's not around, but if Crowley was there in the dream, I just mean, was he actually there? Was it just a dream? Or is it actually happening? Only Crowley would know, right?
I guess so. I mean, I'd obviously rather not.
I don't think we have a choice, Anna.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Naya.
Hey, Naya.
No school again?
Get this. The school is overrun with frogs.
Something's up with all that, don't you think?
I do. I don't know if Evan's doing it and just has a good poker face, or maybe Garvin's helping him out and giving him time to deal with Henry, or maybe Henry's doing it. Anyway, whoever it is, I'm not complaining.
I wouldn't mind going back soon, though.
And hopefully they're gonna sort it all out before the school dance.
I forgot about the dance.
You think you'll go?
If we all go, sure.
Hey, so there's a dream I wanted you guys to hear. From the hotline when all the stuff was gone.
Okay, cool.
What is it?
Just listen.
I dreamed there was a person with the power to move between dreams and reality. I dreamed the person was in over their head. I tried so hard to make things right and easy, but I wanted to stay in shadows. I dreamed that when they figured out who I was, it all fell apart. I warned them. I'm warning them. I'm warning you.
It's Janksy!
Yes, I think so too. So, the idea that it all fell apart, is that a sort of prophecy? I mean, I didn't want to tell you guys at first because I was sort of embarrassed that I was so fooled by Henry. But I had a dream where I foresaw his betrayal, in a way.
You did?
I did. In the dream, he pushed me off a cliff and said I should have seen it coming. I'm still kicking myself about it all.
Don't. Nobody suspected anything.
Well, I'll only be satisfied when we stop him.
We will. We just need to figure out where he is, and maybe how Jinxie fits in.
Even if the dream is a warning?
I think so.
Naya, have you ever considered comparing voices on dreams and the database? Like a program to see if you have repeat callers?
Sounds complicated.
It might be.
Want to look into it?
I do.
I mean, who even knows if Crowley will be home?
Or if he'll even give us a straight-up answer, but...
Shh! What?
Hello. What are you doing here?
We need to talk.
Why now?
There's breaching, and there's killness.
So what's your point?
Is that your mom?
Yes!
I can see maybe wanting to collect and control Kilners, but that doesn't mean breaching should stop entirely, does it?
I don't know, Helen. Maybe it's the end of an era. I mean, we had our fun. Maybe the kids shouldn't be able to breach. Maybe it would be safest to put an end to it all.
I'm not sure that's what the AODB is doing.
Well, if what Henry is saying is right, and they're looking to somehow hold more power themselves, then they don't deserve to exist.
We can't exactly get rid of the ancient order.
Well, we could close the breach. Your breach. When Anna is awake, so that she'd be stuck here and not there.
We don't know for sure that's how it works for her.
But we know that her body doesn't just disappear when the breach is closed. So if we closed it and she was fine, and only if she was, we'd destroy the Silver Kilner. And then the AODB is powerless until someone opens a new breach.
I don't know. It's certainly one way of handling Henry. Can't breach without a breach.
I'm sure it'd be hard for you to bring about the end to this era that you created, but we could build something real. Together. Here, with Anna.
Don't kid yourself, Crowley.
Why couldn't we?
And live our lives waiting for someone else to open up a new breach? For everything to start over again? I don't think so.
It wasn't so bad. I went several years without...
Someone's here. I've gotta go.
Shoot! Sorry.
This way. Duck down.
Is she gone?
Yes.
I sort of can't believe what I'm hearing. Ending this era of breaching? After everything we've just done? I'm seriously starting to wonder, who is the real enemy here? That's my mom. Hello?
Where are you?
I'm with Anna. We're at the marina.
I need you to go over to school, now.
Why?
Principal Perez needs to speak with you. I'll get there as soon as I can.
Okay, I'm on my way.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Evan, thank you for coming down.
Of course. What's going on?
If you'll come with me, we're obviously on high alert with everything that's going on in the building. And there was a man who was seen near here a few times, so security detained him just now. He said he was a friend of yours.
A friend of mine?
He's in my office. Come.
Oh, wow. So it's true about the frogs.
Indeed.
Is the man's name Garvin?
He didn't say.
Maybe Crowley? Is he all sort of British and gloomy? Sort of bird-like?
No. He's right in here.
Well, hello, Evan.
Henry!
So you do know him?
I do.
Evan, can you please reassure your kind principal that I would never interfere with the youth of America getting their education?
Of course. I'm sure he... He didn't do whatever it is you think he did.
Okay, then. If you're sure...
He's sure.
I'm sure.
Come on, kid. I'll drop you off at home.
It's okay. My mom's on her way.
We'll be going, then.
Okay, then. Evan, You good?
I'm good.
Hoping to get all this sorted out in time for the dance. You'll be there, Evan?
I don't know. I have to see what my friends are doing. Maybe?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
What are you doing here, Henry?
Is it my fault that the school is on the path I like to walk in the mornings? I have friends I visit up that road there.
I don't believe you.
Evan. You're spending all this energy trying to stop me when you should be joining me. I mean, it seems to me that one by one, all of your trusted breacher friends are letting you down. Why not give me a chance? What if I told you something no one else has the courage to tell you?
What is it? What does no one else have the courage to tell me?
No, you know what? I shouldn't say. You won't believe me anyway.
Just say it. Won't believe what?
Your parents, Evan. They're not who they say they are.
No, you're just being ridiculous. Of course they are. They're my parents. Who else would they be?
I said you wouldn't believe me.
You're all talk. You're crazy.
Sure. That's the easiest explanation. I'm crazy. Good luck to you, Evan.
I know about the doll.
The doll? You have no idea what you're talking about.
You can't just go around acting like you're dropping these truth bombs with nothing to back it up.
Actually, Evan, I really can. It's a surprisingly effective strategy. I'm just pointing you toward the truth is all. Up to you if you take direction.
Well, what if I do? What if I change my mind? How do I even get in touch with you?
If you can't figure that out, you're not as clever as they say. I'll be going now.
Oh, hey, wait. You dropped your pen.
Hey, Emmy. Naya?
Yeah?
This better be good, Marco. We've been working on this for hours with no breakthroughs.
I found some software plugins with voice recognition stuff. and it looks like we can use it to search the dream archives if we know who or what we're trying to match.
We need a voice to start with?
Exactly.
Use the Jinxy dream. They've been baiting Evan. Maybe it's not the first time. Maybe they've called before.
Okay, it's running the program.
Oh, this is exciting.
And it found a match.
No way.
Play it.
Okay, give me a minute.
I'll get Evan on the phone so he can listen in.
Emmy?
I'm at Naya's with Marco. We're about to listen to another dream Jinxy called in, a year ago.
Okay, cool. Play it.
Hey there. I dreamed last night that I was at a party at a hotel in New Orleans. Masks and music and glitzy clothes and all. There was a courtyard in the center of the hotel where the party was. A sort of tiered fountain. Grand stuff, I guess. And there was a guy there. A few years older than me, maybe. Putting on a sort of magic show. And a woman who said he'd never be as powerful as his parents were. And he got really angry. He said he was playing a long game and that when he got around to pulling off his real trick, everyone would stand up and notice. He said he was very close to getting his hands on what he needed most to make it all happen. Said he needed a special souvenir from Salem. I guess I thought you should know.
Why does Jinxy say, "I thought you should know"?
Maybe Jinxy's talking to Helen?
Oh, wow.
But has Helen been listening?
Whether she has or hasn't, it sounds like Jinxy knows exactly what the Dream Academy is really about.
Oh, wow, you guys. When I first met with the Ancient Order, I mentioned that Henry had a doll. They were like, "You think he has the Salem puppets?" And I was just confused. The Salem puppets! But now I'm remembering the history dream talked about how the first dolls to contain dream energy were a pair that was made by the woman Abigail, who opened a breach for her twin sons. So I think maybe Jinxy is talking about Henry in this dream. And I think that Henry has two dolls.
One for each of them.
That's where the twinning comes from. Henry somehow has the original twin dolls that were made when the breach was opened in Salem.
Okay. I still don't understand exactly, but yes, I think we're onto something.
The dolls must create some kind of open channel of consciousness between Henry and his dream double.
And one of them is always sleeping, always breaching.
It's like their personal breach.
So, if we get the dolls, we stop Henry.
Even one doll should do it.
But even if you were able to get a doll or two, it won't be enough. He'll still be a breacher.
But it's a start.
We've barely been able to find them, though. And now we need to find both Henrys if we want both dolls?
Well, I think I have an idea. I'll call Anna and see if she can meet us at the arcade.
I'll stay here. See what else Jinxy's been dreaming about.
We'll see you there, Evan. Come on, Marco. Let's go.
All right.
Do you dare enter the ring?
Of course there are two dolls.
It seems obvious now.
It didn't seem obvious to me, but okay.
Sure.
So what's this idea of yours, Evan?
Well, we've been failing at finding him here, but you were able to find him there.
It's really more like he found me.
Either way, maybe we try there.
We try to find the Henry that's always in the dream world?
Yes, in the dream world.
And then what?
Maybe he somehow let on where the real world Henry is? Or where his own body is? We just need to get close enough to take the doll, right?
In theory, sure. I do have an idea of where I might be able to find him.
Great. Then you'll have a chat with him. Like, no big deal. Maybe figure out where he's staying.
I'll pretend I found the Violet Kilner. I can just dream up an Akron and try and show it to him.
Perfect. Then I'll create a distraction and you take the doll.
But what kind of distraction will be distracting enough? And what if the doll isn't in the dream world with him, but stays wherever he's sleeping?
Okay, yeah, that's possible. But if it's there, Evan will distract and Anna will grab. Can you dream up a bee, Anna?
Huh?
You just have to dream up a bee? Or two.
You think Henry is going to be distracted enough by a bee to let me take his precious poppet?
No, he's gonna get distracted by my reaction to the bee.
Even if it's there, it still only gets us one doll. Presumably we'll need both?
I guess, but we can start with one. And if it's not with him, then we start with trying to get Dream Henry to tell us where they even are.
Okay. And we should be ready to destroy the doll immediately, if we find it.
Okay.
Why?
Otherwise, what if it opens a channel between Henry and us?
Oh, I don't like the sound of that at all.
But how do we destroy a doll that has dream energy in it? It'd be like trying to destroy a Kilmer.
We just rip it up, cut it into tiny pieces, and scatter them in the wind.
Legend says the fabric has dream power, though.
Maybe we burn it?
I say we put it in a box with a bunch of rocks and sink it in the ocean.
Now that I like.
It has the benefit of us not having to touch it for long. Like, just get it into a box and take it down to the beach. So, when do we try?
Tonight?
Tonight.
I'll find you there, Anna.
In Henry's dream.